how should you, as a frontline leader, triage employee behavior problems? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today I want to look at the fact that as a leader, you're going to have to do just like a nurse does in the emergency department. You're going to have to triage an employee behavior problem. Now, triage in a hospital means the nurse kind of takes your situation, whether you're bleeding or not, how severe your injury is, how life-threatening it is, and basically gives you a ranked order into how urgent it is for you to get into a bed. Obviously, if you're having a heart attack and you need to be kind of brought in or resuscitated, you're not going to be waiting in the ER waiting room for an hour for that. But if you've just got a sprain or you've got a cut that's not continuing to bleed and it's not an artery, then you're going to have to wait to see the doctor because more urgent cases need to be brought in. In a similar way, as a frontline leader, you're going to have a wide range of employee behavior issues that you might need to address. And just like the triage nurse in the ER, you need to look at what is the severity. And the other thing you're going to take into account that's different from a medical triage is you're going to look at the frequency of the behavior. So severity and frequency. Now, remember, as a frontline leader, most of the time, a simple comment and question will solve and stop any minor behavior or performance issues. So just by bringing it up to the team member or the employee is often enough to get them to change that behavior and begin meeting your expectations. So always remember, by not saying something, you're basically condoning the continuation of the very thing that's irritating you. So when you comment on it, that helps resolve it. Now, in the same way as a hospital triages emergency situations, you're going to look at the severity of the particular infraction. And you're probably going to lump them into almost like three different tiers. There's no magic to this. Basically, there's the more serious or very serious issues that are going to require more consequences. And then there's the relatively minor issues that might need just to have, again, a comment, a question, and a please stop this in the future type conversation. So there are nuisance or minor issues. Those would be things like, somebody's late coming into work, maybe a couple of times, maybe they take a little bit of a longer break, or maybe they said something in a harsh tone to one of their coworkers. But those are just kind of nuisance issues. They do affect other people, they do affect you, but they're not like super serious, unless, of course, they continue to increase in frequency, in which case that would cause you to have a more serious conversation. Then there's those serious issues. Now, serious issues, of course, could be as extreme as somebody who is stealing from the company or an assault. I mean, if they're serious enough, like there's alleged or harassment, I mean, these are things that you're going to have to take very seriously as a leader, and you're going to have to handle it using an investigation. You're probably going to have to bring in human resources to help you out. So, and then there's, of course, things that are kind of in between those two things. Maybe somebody did something to disrupt production or didn't do their quality checks and it caused a bunch of defective product to be produced. Those are kind of medium. They're not really small issues, but they're not like super serious, again, depending how much product was affected. So you're going to have to, again, decide, is this something I can just have a conversation with, or am I going to have to engage in a more formal disciplinary action? Now, if you're going to be addressing these kinds of issues, you might want to look at what is the root cause of this thing that they're doing. Is this a skill issue or is it a will issue? We did an episode on that, skill versus will. So you kind of decide, is this something that they just need more training on, they just didn't know how to do it, or is it something that they knew how to do, but their motivation was off base, and so therefore they didn't do it? Is it a case of giving them more tools, for example, that they needed to understand what the limits were, what good product is, what bad product is, what they can do and what they can't do? Or is it just something that they needed to be corrected on it, and then that's going to be it? You know what? They just needed to know that it's not acceptable and they won't get away with it, and then they just stop doing it. Now, remember that if you're into those medium to more severe issues, unless you're really skilled at handling them as a frontline leader, you're probably going to have to involve HR. Now, I don't want you, though, to involve HR all the time. Now, your company may have different policies, but what I've heard from human resource professionals is they say, we don't want to have to do every disciplinary action for every supervisor in our facility. I mean, really, they should only be involved in the more serious ones where it's going to involve, you know, perhaps written warnings, suspensions, or terminations. Then, of course, HR wants to be involved to make sure you're following all the correct steps. But for you to give away all the correction duties to HR and then you never get involved in those discussions, I think it has a negative impact on your relationship with your team members. I mean, after all, if they're screwing something up or doing something you don't like, and you're handing it off to someone else to do that corrective conversation, they're going to lose respect for you. I mean, as a leader, you're going to make it conversational, you're going to be direct, but you're not going to be accusational and super negative with them. Remember, the goal here is simply to fix the behavior problem. So, part of being a frontline leader is to triage the performance issues, decide how severe they are and how frequent they're occurring, and make sure that the, quote, punishment or the correction fits the situation so that it's not heavy-handed, but it's also not too light-handed. And once you kind of work out the nuances of addressing performance issues in your team and behavior issues, you might want to work on some of your other leadership skills, like the way that you communicate or the way that you motivate. And of course, you can do that by taking one of our workshops that we deliver either on-site or at public workshops in different cities, or you might just want to access more of our resources on our website. You can have a conversation with us or access those resources by visiting uniquedevelopment.com. Now, we also have great social media communities going on Twitter, on LinkedIn, and on Facebook. So search us out there and join our community and keep working on your leadership capabilities. I look forward to being part of your future success as a frontline leader.